Welcome back to the Prep Ball Report. This is your host, Arrington Blackman. Today we're going to discuss the thrilling Final Four in the Class A and B, followed by a couple key interviews. Now that we have sports recruiting analyst Adam Troillo on the line, we're going to open up the floor for Crit and Steven for some questions.
Yeah, hi Adam. What's your initial thoughts on the Final Four?
College and high school.
Class A Final Four.
Okay. So, I think it's going to be Everett against Western. I think, I know you guys might get a little upset with that, though. Unless, you know, Cassius, though, he ain't going to go down easy. That Western game's going to be a lot tighter than the first one. But I do see them playing Western against Everett. And then I see there's too much size there for Western. I got Western getting by Everett there in the final.
What do you think about Cassius Winston's performance against Clarkston and how he dominated the game? Do you think that he would be able to do that against Western if he had to?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we all knew Cassius was good, man, but he just took it to a new level
the other night.
He took it to another level. You know, if he takes over, he can get by Western. I'm telling you, this Western game, it's going to be a lot tighter than the last one.
Crit has a question for you, Crit.
Just a follow-up question on this, Adam. What do you think, as you pick Western to win? So, for U of D to win, what do you think some keys are?
Okay, yeah, good one there. Yeah, I forget my boy's name, man. He's got to get off, man. You know, he's got to expand the game and nail a couple threes.
Matt Shearer.
Yeah, and then they got to get a big-time performance out of one of the bigs. And you know, earlier when I saw them play Romulus, Collins had a good game. You know, the older Collins. They need a little more out of him. You know, Cassius is Batman. Who's the Robin there?
Yeah, I think as a team though, for this one, I think for especially against Western, I think the rest of the team is going to have to be the Batman. I don't think the individual player can step up and fulfill those shoes. I think the whole team is going to have to get on Cassius's back and, you know, help him finish those baskets for him. Because in the Clarkston game, you know, he was taking shot after shot by himself. If he can get a couple assists in there and get some people going, I think it'll be easier and Western might go down slowly if that happens. Steven?
Yeah, what are your thoughts on the Everett's win against Muskegon?
Big time. I mean, I think Trevor Manuel kind of took it personal. You know, Deontay getting the award. You know, Deontay's big time, and I thought they, you know, did a good job on Muskegon's side parts there. There was no other, people getting out besides Davis, really. And then, Manuel's Manuel. He's a beast. Let's call it like it is.
Chris? Deontay won the class. He won Mr. Basketball for the state of Michigan, but a case could have been made for, you know, Josh Davis or Eric Davis. So do you think that Deontay won the deserved the award outright, or do you think it should have been given to someone else?
Man, that's a tough one, man. Them two, Derek Davis, I mean, man, I thought they could have won it either way. Well, you never know with the voters, you know, is there, you know, the west side of the state and everything. You know, but I got to give them credit. The last couple of years, they've completely dropped the ball, leaving Yontay off the ballot, and guys like E.C. Matthews and Vince Hunter. I thought they got the right three on the ballot this year, so I'm going to give them credit for that.
All right, Adam, we're going to transfer over to Class B. What are your thoughts on the Final Four in Class B?
I'll tell you what, I was courtside for that St. Mary's Hanover Horton game.
No, that's
there.
Class C, Al. That's Class C.
Oh, I thought you said C. My bad.
B.
Okay, well, you want to go B?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go B. You know B's going to touch my heart there, little Steve. Because at B, I got my man, Josh Davis, squaring off with my illegitimate son, Nick Perkins, man. You know? I love them both, man. They're both great kids. And I'll tell you what, they're even better people off the court, and especially with Josh and his parents, man. They're class acts all the way around.
Yeah, what did you think of the Milan at Siegel game yesterday, Nick Perkins against Seth Dugan?
Well, I'll tell you what, all my years around this game, man, I had never met someone like that. Like Nick, he just hates to lose. He I don't care. We're blowing ping pong balls across the floor. Nick Perkins hates the loot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, him and Latin, you know, they just they take it personal, man. They got a great run going over there in Milan.
Chris, so who do you think is going to win? Many people expect the matchup between Henry Ford and Milan in a championship game. Do you see that as well? And who do you think the eventual champion will be?
I got just like that, Henry Ford and Milan. And I know my man, this goes out to you, Josh Davis. I got Milan. Rawr. he's gonna get me on that. But yeah, I got Milan in a squeaker, man. Milan's okay. Another thing you got to look at Milan is Lance Lewis is the ultimate glue guy, solid D2 player. And Garrett Gardette can step up, man.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised he got past New Haven there, Ford did.
Yep, yeah, them bigs, because you look at Henry Ford, they ain't really got, you know, a legitimate big. I know that number four, he can jump off the gym, yeah. And Josh plays on the perimeter. So my hat's off to Henry Ford. I got him going to the championship. But good luck against Milan, Josh.
All right, Adam. Outside of Cassius, maybe, who do you think the best player in the class of 2016 is?
Oh wow! Well, you know, wow, that's a toughie. You know, I would say Justin Turner, man, but he kind of fell off there at the end. I don't know if it was the injuries or what, but he was, you know, he was getting high looks. You got Neely over there. Neely's he's big time. And you know, then you always got Ty Gross, you know, and he's got to get his stuff together. So I guess I'd have to go with Turner right now.
Yeah, but you have, for me, I'm sorry, but, you know, Cassius is making his case, man. He's winning games. He's getting closer and closer to the wrestling. And this year, if they get past Western, he might get himself a ring for the first time. So, you know, Mr. Basketball might be him in a couple years or next year. So I think I'm going to have to go with Cassius for Mr. Basketball for 2016.
Oh, yeah, definitely Cassius. You know, this state loves him, and if he goes ahead and picks one of the two powers to go to school here in the state, I'm pretty sure you can shoot him in for that award.
Yeah, well, thank you for the interview, Adam.
All right, and I'm glad you guys didn't hit me with no Mike Edwards questions.
Okay.
Or no AAU questions or nothing like that. And, hey, I appreciate what you guys do, man. When I was your guys' age, it was Bob Gibbons, and then finally Mr. Baldwin and Dre Barkwell came along, but you had to get your recruiting information from the newspaper, man. So I thank you guys, man.
Well, thank you. On the behalf of Prep Ball Report, we appreciate you being on the interview. We'll catch you again next time.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye. Up next, we have a big interview from one of the big Reds out of Milan, Nick Perkins, also a Buffalo commit, with Steven.
So now we're joined by Nick Perkins of Milan. Nick, thanks for joining us today.
Are you welcome?
So, Nick, you're heading back to the Breslin after a big win against Osego yesterday. How's it feel?
I'm feeling good to get back, you know, work hard every day and stuff, and just prepare for each game and be prepared for each game every day. So, it feels good to be back.
Yeah, big game out of you yesterday. You went up against Seth Dugan. Talk a little bit about that matchup.
You know, he's a big guy, lots of size, lots of skill. So, you know, I try to just, like, work as hard as I can, give him some different looks in the post, like giving them three quarters and playing behind him and stuff, and just, like not letting them settle in and get comfortable and stuff. So it was a tough matchup.
Yeah, so you guys won the state championship last year. Do you think there's a new identity with this team compared to last year?
I feel like we aren't the same team, but, like, we still have, like, that same vibe. We are Milan basketball, and, like, we wear on our chest and our hearts every day. So, like we play our heart out, like, with that Milan, like, basketball, like, stance on our chest. Like, so regardless of, like, the team and the coaches and stuff, like, we are pretty much the same team as last year and stuff. And, yeah.
Like, was it kind of hard adjusting to a new coach at the beginning of the year? I mean, you guys took some losses to Romulus and U of D. Was it kind of hard adjusting to a new coaching style?
Not really. Because, you know, like, Coach Polk, he was assistant last year, so it kind of really wasn't that hard adjusting because, like, him and Chope have some of the same coaching philosophies and stuff, and, I mean, it was just, like, sort of just looking at a new face as our head coach, but it was pretty much the same stuff.
Yeah, one of the key players for you guys this year has been Lanton Davis. You guys have built a unique relationship these past 4 years. Can you just talk about your relationship with Lanton?
Me and Lanton have a good relationship. You know, we've been knowing each other since, like, middle school, like, sixth grade. So we always had that connection on the basketball court. We've been playing with each other for so long, and it just feels good, you know, like, doing it, like, with one of your best friends that you know since middle school. So Lanton's a really good point guard. Shares the ball, he can score the ball. I think he's one of the best guards in the state.
Yeah, I think you guys have a good senior trio of you, Lanton, and Lance Lewis. But what are some other key players for your team?
Lance Lewis, like you said, we have Thomas London, he's a knockdown 3-point shooter. Warren Calloway, he's a strong guy inside for us. And Arius Richmond and Trey Smith and Gary Gardette, they're three young guards who, you know, after me and Lanton leave, and a lot of the seniors are going to make a lot of noise
in my life. Yeah, definitely. So, you know, you got you play Godwin Heights on Friday. What's the early outlook on them?
You know, they're a pretty fast team and stuff. We're going to try to, like, match up with them because, you know, they like to shoot the three and stuff. So, we just got to be ready, like, to run the floor. If they're going to try to run all this and stuff. Like, obviously, like, we're like the bigger team, so they're going to try to run over. So, we just got to be focused and focus on getting back on defense on main shots and stuff. So, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, talk a little about, like, your individual game, you know. To me, I kind of see you like a Zach Randolph. Is that a fair comparison with you?
Yeah. A lot of people say that. Like, I think my game favored him a lot, you know. Like, inside-outside game, shoot the shot a little bit, you know. Can face back to the basket type player, you know. That's pretty much me, you know. Just, like, hard enough.
Yeah, so you committed to Buffalo in the fall, and what was your relationship with Coach Hurley? He's one of the most respected coaches in the NCAA.
It's a very good relationship. You know, Coach Hurley is a good guy. You know, he does anything for you. You know, he's real down to earth. He's like, he loves, like, all his players, and he treats everybody equally. You know, and, like, being able to get coached by him is, like, a great opportunity because he's like, been through it all, you know. He's seen it all. He recruits great guards to get the base of the ball. So, it's, like, definitely going to be a good experience.
Yeah, did you see the NCAA tournament game against West Virginia?
Yeah, I did see that. It was, we played pretty tough, you know. We didn't come out with the win, but I feel like we put Buffalo, Coach Hurley and all the assistant coaches, they put Buffalo on, like, one of the map of, like, one of the upcoming teams in the NCAA.
Yeah, they have a couple guys from Michigan, notably, who is it, Justin Moss and Raheem Johnson. Do you know those guys a little bit?
Yeah, I know those guys a little bit. Those are good guys, you know. On my visit, when I went down there, they're pretty cool guys, you know. They have that Michigan vibe, so it's always cool, like, when you go into a college, you got guys from where you're from, they know, like, what you're used to and stuff, so it's good for them.
And you know Coach Oates, too, right?
Yeah, Coach Oates. I've been on Coach Oates for a while. You know, they'd be this sophomore year when I played before he went to Romulus. I mean, before he went to UB, you know, we played. We coached for Romulus his senior the year they won a championship. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, so, you know, you're a senior now, and you're coming to the close of your career. Can you just, like, talk about, like, how you progressed each year in your high school career? Because you started at Huron, right?
Yeah, I started at Huron my freshman year, and then I transferred to Milan my sophomore year. I mean, Huron, it was a pretty good school, but I don't think it was, like, the right fit for me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I transferred to Milan, you know, things wasn't instantly right, but, like, when I came, like, when I was able to play after I set out half of the season, like, I came back, and I think I made an impact on the team during the playoffs and stuff, and that's when I noticed, like, the transfer to Milan, it was a real good idea and stuff, and my junior year, you know, was like kind of like sort of like my breakout year because I never really had played a full season. But, I mean, I played varsity my freshman year, but I was still a freshman, young guy. I was still learning the game a lot, like the varsity pace. So my junior year was sort of like my breakout year, where I had to show everybody what I can do and stuff. And then this year, you know, I'm just trying to put up numbers and get my team to another state championship.
Yeah, sounds good, Nick. So just a couple more questions and we'll get you out of here. So what's it going to take to get the second ring for you guys? You know, Wyoming Godwin Heights is a pretty good team. And then if you're fortunate to win that, you got Henry Ford probably waiting for you on the other side of the bracket.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely going to be tough. You know, Godwin Heights, like I told you, they're a really fast team and stuff. So it's going to be hard defending the title, but, like, we want to take on that challenge because, like, last year, like, it was, like, a different type of fear because we came on the other side where our opposing games before the state championship wasn't that tough. So this year, we're going right through the wall, like, taking on Wyoming Godwin Heights, they're a really good team. And then we had Detroit Henry Ford, so this year is not going to be as easy as last year. So we've got to stay focused and just grind out these games, these next two games.
All right, Nick. Well, thanks for taking time out of your day to join us. We're going to get you out of here with one more question. You know, outside of basketball, what do you like to do for fun? Anything in particular?
You know, I just like hang out with friends, go bowling sometimes. Nothing really much. Like, I basically just play basketball. But,
okay.
I mean, I love movies. I go to the movies a lot with my girlfriend and stuff like that, but that's about it.
Okay, what's your favorite movie?
Right now, I'd say, like, it'd probably, like, all the Taken 3, like, Taken 1, Taken 2, and Taken 3. I love those movies. All
right. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking time out of your day, Nick, and good luck this weekend at the Breslin.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Now to transition into our discussions about the championships coming up for high school basketball, we're going to start off from classes D to A. Class D, Steven, who do you have to be the projected champion?
Thank you, Ayrton. I think this is a very clear cut. Waterford, Our Lady of the Lakes, led by Nick Roback. They're undefeated right now, and they should meet little problems in the championship.
Crit?
Yeah, I agree with Steven. Waterford, Our Lady of the Lakes was just too stacked to nobody in Class D can compete with them.
All right, that has it for Class D. Class C, Steven, what are your thoughts?
Again, in my opinion, one team class. Flint Beecher, they beat a lot of talented teams in Class A, B. They're just stacked at every position. Malik Ellison, LaVane Blake, two terrific sophomores for them, and they should win the school's third championship in 4 years.
That's pretty good for their team. That's a lot of publicity for them, and I'm pretty sure they want that more than ever. Crit?
Yeah, I can't disagree with Steven.
Flint Beecher, huh?
Flint Beecher, yeah. I've seen them play at Warren Fitzgerald against Henry Ford, and although they lost that game, they were in the game against Henry Ford, and they only lost by about 3 points. They had a chance to tie the game on three at the buzzer, and it just didn't fall. But Henry Ford is a Class B. They're in a Class B championship Final Four, so they're
Final Four contender. They're a pretty good team for Flint Beecher to keep up with.
Definitely.
All right, now for the two big classes, I think people are trying to see these games pretty handily. For Class B, Steven, who do you think the projected champion might be, or how do you think the Final Four is going to pan out to even get there?
Well, obviously, Arrington, you have to go off experience. Milan won it last year, and they returned three starters up from last year's team, Nick Perkins, Latin Davis, and Lance Lewis. So I think they're the favorite right now. But right now, Henry Ford, I mean,
Henry Ford came
from nowhere.
Yeah.
I didn't think they would get past New Haven with their size. Josh Davis is playing at an exceptional level right now. He's really leading their team.
Yeah, Steven, I'm going to have to agree with you. I think experience is going to be the winner of this one. Henry Ford, just throwing a penny in a pond on this one, making it here this far. You know, I think they got a lot of things going on for them, but Milan has been here, and they've been in this situation before. And with the coaching staff, you know, that experience also helps them, not only just the players. But do you have anything to add on to that?
Yeah, Henry Ford reminds me of last year's Benton Harbor. You know, nobody expected them to get here. They had to beat a few good teams along the way, and you never know if a team like that or a team with their level of talent.
Yeah, you're right. They could shock everybody, Steve. Class A, though, this is a tough one. What are your thoughts?
On Class A, you know, there will be a new champion. Muskegon lost to Everett, led by Trevor Manuel. And Everett now takes on Arthur Hill. And on the other side of the bracket, you got Western taking on U of D.
Yeah, both of these games are tough games, man. I mean, they're both potential championship games, if you ask me. You know, big, big names in this one. Big, big Eric Davis names, Trevor Manuel, Cassius Winston, and then you got Western loaded with players. Brian Bourne out of with Eric Davis. There's so many players and so many names and so much Like, these teams are so good. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah,
it's tough who to pick. You don't even know how to make the Final Four decisions for the championship game. So it's kind of a stretch to even pick a champion at this point in time. I just know it's going to be some great basketball. But if I had to choose for both games, what I would like to see, I would love to see U of D progress and go on to the championship game. And I would also love to see Eric Davis and his team and Brian Bowen meet up with U of D at the championship game. And on top, I don't know. I don't know who's going to be the winner of that game. I'm going to have to leave it in the air. I don't really know who's going to be the Final Four winner because there's so much competition. But, Steven, do you have anything to add to that?
For me, you know, in the Everett-Arthur Hill game, I think I have to give the edge to Arthur Hill. You know, this is Eric Davis' last year.
Yeah, it's his last year.
He wants to go out with a state championship. He never got out of the districts before this year. So
yeah.
He's doing his thing right now. And I still have, like, some questions about Everett, you know, about their guard play. Are they too reliant on Trevor all the time, you know? Can he produce enough offense to maintain it in a game against Arthur Hill? So that's my take on the first game. And then transition into the Western versus U of D game. You know, Western beat U of D
in the Operation Friendship game.
In the Friendship game. But, you know, I have to take that game with a grain of salt because both teams didn't have key players. Like, Western didn't have a Kyrie Boyton and Aaron Austin. U of D didn't have Greg Ebo Boyden and Obi Naduru. So
yeah.
Those are two key pieces of their team. So I'm interested to see this one. You know, Western struggled a little bit with Ypsilanti in the quarterfinal. They didn't have their usual dominant self, so it should be a good game.
Yeah, I think this should be a really good game. You know, the last game, U of D versus Clarkston, such a nail-biter. Cassius Winston with a game-winning basket. You know, that competition wasn't even expected. You know, Clarkston being an undefeated team, I don't think U of D expected that. What I do think they expect is the competitiveness of Western in their guard play. You know, Western got them in the Operation Friendship game. Josh McFoley had an awesome game, you know, assisted by Braylon Neely. But, you know, like you said, you have to take this game with a grain of salt. Given that both teams know what they have up against them, I think this game is going to be a real methodical and thought-out game. You know, coaches are going to instill in their players plays, and they're going to go over defensive things and of that nature.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, this is just going to be the out-coached game, or not even the out-coached game. I think this is going to be – because they know what's at stake. They know the championship game's there, and I'm pretty sure they watched tons of film on these two teams. So I think this is going to come down to, like, execution. You know, everything has to be pinpoint. You know, Western has their guard play, but U of D has Cassius Winston as well.
Like in the last game, Western got out to that early lead, and U of D challenged them a bit, but
yeah.
They just couldn't get over the hump. So, you know, U of D's been to the Breslin Center last year. Josh McFoley actually told me about the game. He knows the U of D student section is going to be there in full swing, so it should be a good game.
Yeah, with the crowd behind U of D's back, that's another key thing that they have. U of D's student section is probably one of the best in Michigan, if you ask me. Yesterday at the Clarkson game, you know, that game was a game of the crowd as well.
It's a home court advantage.
It's a home court advantage.
An hour and a half away.
It is, and, you know, that's going to help. That's going to help a lot. You know, sometimes Clarkson wanted to call plays and things like that. They couldn't even hear themselves because of the student sections. But, yeah, that's a big advantage for U of D.
But at the end of the day, Arrington, I just have to go with my gut right now, Western. I picked them at the preseason. They're here. They're making history with every win in the playoffs. I just think the Cowboys are going to cut down the nets.
Yeah, I do too, Steven. But we go back to that experience piece. U of D was here last year. U of D has a little bit of experience in the losing department, unfortunately. And, you know, U of D is playing great. You know, Cassius Winston is playing great at the end of the day. I think that he knows what's at stake, like I alluded to earlier. And I think that if his team needs it, he's going to step up to the plate. Western is a great team, and they have a lot of great players.
And you can win. You can win without Braylon Neely being your leading scorer one game, and then one other game he has 20 points.
Yeah, you can win. The team is just loaded, man. They have such a good team. That was some really good. I don't know who constructed that, but that's a great team that they had there. And I feel like, you know, if you look at it on paper, or just look at the names, you would say Western without a doubt over U of D. It would probably by some numbers too, but you know, I think U of D just has a lot of. I don't know, they got that kid, Cassius Winston, at the end of the day. So, you know, I think with him, You can't count them out. That's all I'm trying to say. They're up to compete, if not win.
Yeah, they play with an added fire when they play a bigger name than them.
Yeah, they prove that. You know, sometimes they follow these, you know, Catholic League teams here and there, small mishaps and things like that. But when big names come, big players come, big time performances have to follow that. Well, that wraps it up for this week's show. I want to say thank you for the interviews from Nick Perkins and Adam Troia. And I also want to say, guys, tune in for next week. We're going to wrap up, you know, everything that happened at the Breslin Center and who took home those championship titles. And we're also going to discuss the All-State teams in Michigan. Thank you guys for tuning in, and this is the Prep Ball Report.